Huntrix and Golden here on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. A reminder, if you want to take on the Tricky 10, first one of the week after 8 o'clock this morning, you would automatically be top of the leaderboard. Get all 10 questions correct, win €1,000 on the spot. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103 to register now.
I know a lot of TikTok parents would be annoyed at us playing K-pop Demon Hunters there. Golden, a great song from the genre of K-pop from the band K-pop Demon Hunters, or Huntrix, you said. Well, this has caused a lot of contention in Belfast over the week that has been.
I've seen the headlines. I've no idea what's going on here.
It was even on Liveline, and I really enjoyed people complaining about this.
Right.
Basically, let me tell you the story, right? So, K-pop Demon Hunters is a movie on Netflix. I have never seen it, but it was huge around Christmas. It was huge with kids. It was huge with, I suppose, with parents watching with kids and things like that. And K-pop is obviously a genre of music.
Yeah.
It's kind of Korean pop music. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it means. So this movie is huge, K-pop Demon Hunters. And then what happens is there's a kind of an ad that's going around coming to the SSE Arena in Belfast. Is K-pop forever?
Lovely.
Okay. And it is a tribute to K-pop. So this band are going to come on and they're going to sing some K-pop songs.
Amazing. Blackpink, BTS.
The thing about that is some parents from around the Belfast area or whoever was going to this SSE arena to see this gig didn't know that K-pop is different to K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, dearie D.
So they thought they were going to see K-pop Demon Hunters tribute band in the SSE arena to see all the music that was played in the movie.
Okay. It's like saying there's a pop celebration gig at the RDS and people thinking, why is there anything but Taylor Swift being played here?
Yeah, kind of. Right. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So on this K-pop Forever tribute, that was the band name, at the SSE, featured all live performances of smash hit songs Blackpink, BTS, Twice, and many more, with incredible lighting and production, right?
I'd say it sounds like a great day out.
Now, the characters that they chose on the poster are kind of like K-pop characters. They're kind of animated characters, like look like you would see
in the Demon Hunters movie.
Yeah, in kind of an anime or something like that, you know what I mean? Now, parents of that went to the SSC Arena were very annoyed at this. A lot of people obviously brought their kids along. And even the kids were a little bit annoyed.
The majority of the music that was being played, she did not know it. I didn't know it. But I just thought I was out of touch. Do you know what I mean? Until she actually verbally expressed to me, can we go home?
Oh, I felt so bad.
No. Verbally expressed to me.
Can we go home?
That's the best clip I've ever heard.
It's so bad, isn't it? Like, I feel so bad for the daughter. Yeah. I feel so bad for the mom. And here's what I'll say. Like, from watching these videos, and there is a lot of videos of angry parents annoyed at the SSE Arena. And SSE Arena had to basically release a statement that was just like,
come on!
K-pop Demon Hunters is different to K-pop. No, K-pop is the genre. K-pop Demon Hunters is the movie that has, you know, whatever.
So they thought they were going to see a soundtrack show.
They kind of did, yeah. Now, I kind of can understand a little bit from where the parents are coming from. Purely because, as she says in this clip, it was marketed at a time where K-pop Demon Hunters was huge.
Very coincidental that this was basically on tour around the same time as the movie becoming a massive hit.
Yeah.
But surely the kids understand K-pop versus Demon Hunters.
I thought they would as well, but no.
I'm slightly worried because I remember seeing this advertised. There's three shows for the Three Arena on the 9th, 10th and 11th of March.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolute bummer.
That's three and they're all sold out. We are in for a world of hell.
Oh my
God. If this is the case, and that the people go into that.
But surely they're going to get an offering of some of the music from the K-pop Demon Hunters movie, as well as others.
I think only one song.
I think there was two or three.
Was it?
But they were performed in the second half, and all the videos that I saw were just a load of kids sat in the arena just staring like, what the hell is
this? They were all the kids were dressed up as the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh no, guys, how was this so confused? Like, it's like Do you want to go to a rock special? But it's not just Nirvana.
Yeah.
They're doing it live in the Marquee in Cork as well.
Interesting. Oh God, we're going to have literally people, parents annoyed with all accents. It's going to be amazing. But so basically people online have been doing this thing, which I'm really, really enjoying, where they're basically saying, you know, you can't expect K-pop to go to a K-pop concert and them to sing K-pop. Do you know what I mean? Like, parents were annoyed they were going to a K-pop tribute act and they were singing K-pop. So then they also started saying things like, I bought tickets to Sabrina Carpenter. The wee girl didn't make a single thing out of wood.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
So what I think we should do is come up with the other ways of that we could be annoyed parents.
Okay.
Like going to a Sabrina Carpenter concert and she doesn't make anything out of wood.
I didn't even get home with a bedside locker. I'm absolutely human.
Yeah. Okay, so that's cool. What we should do.
We'll do that in a sec. First, Harry Styles.
I went to Harry Styles and I still look like crap.
This is Spin. Harry Styles, Aperture on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 7:47, hello.
Hello, what's going on? Right, we're talking about the K-pop Demon Hunters thing that went on in Belfast. If you don't know and if you haven't listened, then maybe you have tickets to see K-pop Forever, which is playing in the Dublin's 3 Arena. It's also playing in Cork really soon, Callum. Like,
yeah, March, I think.
March, there's 3 nights in March, then live at the Marquee in Cork, which is, I think, a big summer festival.
Right, if you thought that it's a K-pop Demon Hunters, like, singing songs and all that kind of stuff, it's not.
It's not the soundtrack from the movie.
No, it's not. You might get one or two songs in it, but it's not that. You're going to hear a load of songs. If you don't know K-pop, it's a genre of music. You're going to hear a lot of songs from that genre that you might not know. So just be aware of that if you're bringing your child or if you're going yourself. But yeah, that's what happened in Belfast in the SSC Arena. This K-pop Forever band was happening and the mams were very annoyed and they were taken to TikTok and were fuming. I don't know if we have the clip of the daughter being annoyed again, but yeah. She was just like, what did you say to her mom? Go on.
The majority of the music that was being played, she did not know it, I didn't know it, but I just thought I was out of touch. Do you know what I mean? Until she actually verbally expressed to me, can we go home?
Verbally expressed.
And I'm sorry to be laughing, it's just hilarious to think of. And you know what, I understand how people got this wrong. I actually genuinely do. Like, you think K-pop Demon Hunters great and this thing was being advertised around the time K-pop Demon Hunters was huge. Of course you're going to go and think it's going to be that. But unfortunately, it wasn't. So I do kind of understand. However, some of the comments were really, really funny and some of the videos being made that were slagging these parents of TikTok who didn't know the difference between K-pop and K-pop Demon Hunters. Some of the videos are, although so mean, incredibly funny.
I have just realised that I have bought tickets for Pitbull this year and it's not a dog. It's like some bald guy that's going to come out and sing songs. I have booked tickets to go to London and it's in a park, so I was like, it's in Hyde Park. It's obviously going to be dogs.
That's so funny. Really good. Very good.
And the other one, the famous one that I saw on TikTok comments was that I bought tickets to Sabrina Carpenter and the girl didn't make a single thing out of wood. So I'm really enjoying this genre of comment, although very mean and not what you want when you come to TikTok as a parent to complain about this.
I know, but still, it's kind of
you can't
funny.
Do anything on the internet without, you know, people getting annoyed. So a couple more examples. Booked a Beatles concert, not a single bug on stage. Just four random men.
Yeah.
I went to see Spice Girls concert, no paprika or nutmeg. Booked tickets for Arctic Monkeys, I'm livid, not a single monkey on site. Callum texted me one the other day, he was very proud of. Here's one, he said, bought tickets to see Noah Kahan, there wasn't even an arc.
Very good. I had one on Noah Kahan as well. Yeah.
I bought tickets to see Fully Charged and my phone died.
Very good. I went to Kingfisher. There was no bluebirds anywhere.
Oh, very good.
I went to a Samba gig. It was very loud.
I went to West Ham. I was starving.
Oh, very good. I went to a Taylor Swift gig, but it was very long.
I went to The Weeknd. It was still a Tuesday.
Oh, very good. On a Tuesday. Zach is standing by there. You've won for us, do you?
I went to a Blue concert, but unfortunately we're all wearing white.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic. Or I went to a Blue concert and I came out feeling happy.
Very good. Thank you, Zach.
This is good, yeah.
Thanks, Zach. Good luck.
I went to see Stall It Live, but I was in the stands. Raging. And I was trying to think of Noah Kahan one, but no, I can't.
Oh, as opposed to the Stalls, I'm with you now. I have you.
Oh, you gave me a little sympathy laugh.
No, I did. I was just like, no, I just knew I wasn't getting it. Okay.
Dave was just telling us the story of the confusion in Belfast over the weekend. People going to the K-pop gig at the celebration of K-pop in general, thinking that it was going to be a soundtrack to the K-pop Demon Hunters film, and some parents were furious about it. Well, on that, it's brought up some memories for Aoife. So this reminds me of when my mom brought me to what she thought was the Hannah Montana show. But it was actually Miley Cyrus coming into her bad girl era.
Oh, no. Oh, that's exactly the same.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, you think you're going to this really wholesome, like, you get the best of both worlds, but it's
you're
actually,
you're getting twerking.
Like, you're getting twerking, man.
Class.
You're getting wrecking balls.
Oh, my God. And the two little pigtails on the top.
I'd say the mother was like, what have I done? I'm close your eyes.